else but a dad can love little people who embarrass him in public and throw up in his car.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Could you use a little good news today? Today I want to invite you to turn off that grumpy news anchor on Channel 11 and refresh your news feed with some things that are lovely and of good report and even a little bit silly. Like the story of a boy in India who solved a Rubik's Cube in 14.3 seconds while riding a bike. I can't even chew gum riding a bike. I am thoroughly impressed. In international news, a scandal has rocked the country of New Zealand. It all began in the garden of Colin and Donna Craig Brown. Colin was digging around when he stabbed his pitchfork into something. "I hoisted it out of the ground," he told reporters. "And holy snap and turtle teeth, what's going on here? It's a potato," he said. "A massive 7.9-kilogram monster. That's about 17.5 pounds. The largest spud, well, ever." Colin gave the tater an appropriate name, Doug, and even built a trolley so he could take Doug out on walks. In a bid for a Guinness World Record, he sent Doug's DNA away and nervously awaited the results. The results were, well, not spudtacular. Doug was a dud. The potato was a tuber. Oh, man. "It has been a real roller coaster of a potato-rama," says the ever-quotable Colin. "Doug is the world's biggest not-a-potato," he said. It appears Colin's chances of hoisting the world's largest potato have been, well, mashed. His dreams were fried. His hopes boiled. Okay, I'm done. Meanwhile, David Rush, an Idaho man, successfully broke 52 world records in 52 weeks. His illustrious list of records includes the most t-shirts put on in 30 seconds, most bars of wet soap stacked up in 1 minute, and the most kiwi fruit sliced over the duration of 1 minute with a samurai sword while standing on an exercise ball. Rush also owns a host of juggling records, and as for his future, well, it's up in the air. My favorite story of the day is from Brooke Lacey, 22 years of age. She struggled with depression for years, but found hope on her journey and wanted to pass it along. She made 600 signs, "Please don't take your life today. The world is so much better with you in it." Lacey took the signs and hung them all around her home city of Wellington, New Zealand, then inscribed the message on a bumper sticker and put it on the back of her vehicle. One day she found a note on her windshield. This is what it said. "I left my house with a plan and asked for a sign, any sign, that I was doing the right thing when I saw your car in the parking lot. Thank you." Could you use such a note today? Some words of encouragement to keep you going? Well, here are a few. "You are made in God's image, loved and forgiven." Listen to these words from Psalm 34. "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Taste and see that the Lord is good." With God's help, you're going to get through this, my friend. Jessica the Corgi would agree. This little pup fell off a yacht in Florida, then swam 7 miles to shore. A corgi's legs are, well, about 2 inches long. That's like doing the doggy paddle with popsicle sticks. But Jessica is back on land now, lapping up the attention. That is the good news for today, my friend. It's for people, and it's for animals who have had a rough day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.